Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, April 29, 2017, 3ER 5777, Tazria Mitzora, Leviticus 12:1 through 15:33, Haftarah 2 Kings 7:3 through 20, Devar Torah, Judaism, Medical Science, and Spirituality, A Brief History, by Rabbi Lance J. Sussman. It rarely fails. B'nai Mitzvah families come to me 3, 4, 5 years in advance. Is it possible, they ask, that our child not be assigned the portion in the Torah on leprosy? We're just not sure it would be meaningful. So we talk about leprosy as a metaphor and explore questions like, what is the leprosy of our era? And the parental anxiety slowly relaxes. By contrast, only twice in 30 years, families came to me and actually asked to be assigned the portion that discusses leprosy, Tazria. Why, I asked them. Both times, either one or both parents were dermatologists, eager to accept the portion and equally ready to disprove the biblical diagnosis and suggest an alternate skin disease. This week, we read the double portion, Tazria Mitzora. If nothing else, Tazria demonstrates a positive relationship between Judaism and medicine. Long before Hippocrates and Galen began shaping the practice of Western medicine, the Torah depicted Moses as a healer, a role later assigned to priests and prophets alike. However, there was also a resistance to doctors and medical science in the Jewish tradition. In Exodus 15:26, the phrase, "I, the Eternal, am your healer," has been interpreted to mean God alone is the source of good health and recovery from illness. Subsequently, throughout Jewish history, a spectrum of attitudes toward doctors and the medical sciences have presented themselves. At one level, it is fair to say that Judaism has been radically pro-doctor and pro-medical science for a very long time. For sure, we have had outstanding rabbi doctors like Maimonides, who represent a synthesis of Judaism and science. In modern times, many, if not most, Jews have fully embraced scientific medicine and rejected most, if not every, aspect of spiritual healing. However, the spiritual aspects of healing never fully disappeared from the Jewish faith, and today, at various levels, they are blended with scientific medical practice. In this regard, it is interesting to note that in a 2012 University of Chicago study, 90% of America's 850,000 doctors report a religious affiliation and claim their religious views influence their practice. On the other hand, there has been a now largely forgotten anti-medical treatment trend in Judaism. In the Bible, we read that King Asa is censured because in his illness he sought not God, but rather physicians. According to a rabbinic legend, King Hezekiah is considered praiseworthy for hiding away a medical book as a means of encouraging the people to turn to God and not to physicians for healing. The Mishnah, the first code of Jewish law, goes so far as to declare that even the best physician is deserving of hell. Later, even rabbi doctors like Ramban felt a tension between medical and spiritual healing. In modern times, a radical, singular, spiritual path to healing was embraced by Rabbi A. G. Moses in Mobile, Alabama, and subsequently by Rabbi Morris Lichtenstein and his wife Tehillah, who founded the Jewish Science Movement in 1921 in New York. Although it did not become part of the mainstream of American Jewish life, Jewish science served as a precedent for the expansion of Jewish pastoral care in the post-World War II era. In 1946, Rabbi Joshua L. Liebman published the bestseller Peace of Mind, in which he attempts to reconcile religion and psychiatry. Clinical pastoral education remained largely outside of mainstream rabbinic training for nearly another 50 years. In 1987, song leader, composer, and ultimately spiritual healer Debbie Friedman began working on a musical rendition and feminist rewrite of Mi Sheberach. Friedman's song prayer revolutionized reform prayer and restored the idea of medical bakashot, petitionary prayers, but without negating the value of scientific medical treatment. While faith and science work hand in hand in the Jewish community today, the value of science in medical treatment is overwhelmingly upheld in today's Jewish community. Although Jews make up 2% of the American population, over 14% of American doctors are Jewish. More broadly, 26% of Nobel Prize winners in medicine have been Jewish. In the United States, Israel, and Argentina, to name a few places, the Jewish community supports numerous outstanding hospitals and medical research centers. Even the most traditional sectors of the Jewish community broadly support the value of the Talmudic doctrine, Pikuach Nefesh, which maintains that the saving of a life takes precedence over ritual requirements, including Shabbat and even Yom Kippur. From the commandment to circumcise, to Moses the healer, to Asaf ben Berechiah, the 6th century first Jewish medical writer, Jews have made outstanding contributions to the world of medicine. Isaac Judaeus wrote a book of urine in the 9th century. A wounded 16th century French king, Francis I, insisted to his captors that he be treated by a Jewish doctor. Rembrandt painted Jewish doctors. George and Martha Washington called on a Jewish doctor to treat one of their children for epilepsy. A Jew, Philip Moses Russell, although not medically trained, served as the American surgeon at Valley Forge. Walter Jonas Judah was the first American to enroll in a medical school. He died in 1798, treating yellow fever victims in Philadelphia. Dr. Isaac Hayes of Philadelphia pioneered treatment of the eye and helped found Will's Eye Hospital, also in Philadelphia. Jewish communal hospitals were founded in the United States beginning in 1852, originally for the benefit of the Jewish poor. Abraham Lincoln used a Jewish doctor, Issachar Zachary, to treat his feet, and a Jewish doctor was among those who treated Lincoln when the president was fatally wounded. Simon Baruch, a surgeon in the Confederate Army, wrote the book on appendectomies, as well as the treatment of bayonet wounds. Phoebe Yates Levy Pember, a pro-Confederate Jewish woman, was the administrator of a vast hospital in Richmond, Virginia, where wounded Southern soldiers were treated. Several Jews served as doctors in the North's Navy. Following the war, Dr. Abraham Jacoby, a German-Jewish immigrant, helped establish the field of pediatrics in the United States. A national tuberculosis hospital opened in Denver, Colorado in 1899, with significant funding from B'nai B'rith. In 1906, American medical education was revolutionized through the work of Abraham Flexner, who helped set new standards for the training of doctors in the United States. The charitable organization Hadassah was founded in 1912 and established the Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem in 1934. In 1914, Dr. Joseph Goldberger helped found the field of epidemiology and helped advance public health policy. In the fields of psychiatry and psychology, both Sigmund Freud and Abraham Maslow made important contributions. Psychiatry probably has the highest concentration of Jewish doctors of any field in medicine to this day. Ironically, even Hitler as a youth had a Jewish doctor, Edward Bloch, who escaped Europe and worked with the OSS during World War II. After the war, American Jewish doctors, including Jonas Salk and Albert Sabin, led the fight against polio. More recently, Dr. Judah Folkman made major contributions in tumor research and the treatment of cancer. Without question, for centuries, Jews have played a leading role in medical research, education, and practice. The phrase, a Jewish doctor, generally connotes a synthesis of compassion and brilliance to Jews and non-Jews alike. At present, Jewish communities around the world continue to inculcate a desire to study and practice medicine in their student populations, and there is little reason to think that this central, old trend will end anytime soon. What is changing, in my opinion, is that the number of Jewish women studying to become medical doctors is rising and may already equal the number of male students. Chances are that future rabbis will find more Jewish families seeking them out to make sure their children are assigned a portion on leprosy for their bar or bat mitzvah. Who knows? The line from a 13-year-old's Dvar Torah on Tazria to a Nobel Prize in medicine may be shorter than we think. Rabbi Lance J. Sussman, Ph.D., is the senior rabbi of Reform Congregation Knesset Israel in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania. He has written numerous books and articles in the field of Jewish American history and has taught at Princeton University, Binghamton University, and Hunter College. Rabbi Sussman is currently working on a book on Jews, Judaism, and law in America.